rather than solve them. This verse invites you to master the third or Tao-centered method. Here are some suggestions for doing so. First, remind yourself of the inherent value in practicing the most enduring line from the entire Tao Te Ching, a journey of 1,000 miles, begins with a single step. Forget about the end result. When you arrive where you thought you wanted to be, you'll just begin a new journey. So enjoy each step along the way and keep in mind that every goal is possible from here. Just do one thing, one day at a time. Here's an example of this from my own life. It has now been almost 2 decades since I've had a drink containing alcohol. Had I thought about not drinking for 20 years, it would have been overwhelming and really difficult. Yet I've done it one day at a time. I can't speak for the next 20 years, but one thing I'm absolutely certain of is that today, and today alone, I will not be taking a drink. One step, one moment, one day at a time. It is the Tao in action. And secondly, become a master anticipator. Decide that you're perfectly capable of preventing trouble from cropping up in your life long before it manifests into your material world. Anticipate your own health, for instance. Become conscious of prevention rather than waiting for challenges to materialize. By taking care to be nutritiously sound as a way of life, such as by taking supplements that remove toxins from your body, cleansing your colon, eating more fruits and vegetables and fewer animal products, exercising and meditating, you're out in front of big problems. You're foreseeing what you need to do while you're capable of scattering the small, managing your health in harmony with the Tao long before there's disorder. Find other areas of your life to practice being a master anticipator. Do the Tao now. Take one habit that you'd like to see removed from your life, such as something that you believe constitutes a weakness or perhaps even an addiction. Just for today, and with no promises about tomorrow or the future, take a single step to transcend this habit. Don't smoke or drink caffeine. Just today. Eat only veggies and fruit. Just today. Speak warmly to hostile neighbors. Just today. Notice at the end of this one day how you feel. Then, and only then, decide if tomorrow morning you wish to continue practicing the wisdom of the Tao Te Ching, which was itself written one word and one day at a time and has lasted for more than 25 centuries. The 65th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "The ancient ones were simple-hearted and blended with the common people. They did not shine forth. They did not rule with cleverness, so the nation was blessed. When they think that they know the answers, people are difficult to guide. When they know that they do not know, people can find their own way. Not using cunning to govern a country is good fortune for the country. The simplest pattern is the clearest. Content with an ordinary life, you can show all people the way back to their own true nature." Unquote. Living by staying simple-hearted. If you are currently in the important position of ruling a country, I encourage you to take this wisdom especially to heart. If you're not, I suggest studying this passage of the Tao Te Ching from the perspective of your personal life, which most likely involves leading others. Supervising or parenting shouldn't mean imposing bureaucratic rules or impressing others with your supposed intelligence and superiority. A truly influential person isn't cunning, doesn't shine forth or rule with cleverness, or instill fear in those he or she is designed to oversee. As Lao Tzu explains, when they know they do not know, people can find their own way. In other words, the effective leader guides others to their own nature. The realization you're invited to consider here is that your job is to help others know that they don't know. If they believe that they do have knowledge, then they'll never find their way back to their own Tao nature. That's because they're relying on ego input, which tells them that their true essence is their identification with the physical or material world. One who lives according to the Tao knows that ego is a false master, drawing people away from knowing their true nature. Implement the teachings of this verse by refusing to convey superiority or intellectual ingenuity. Instead, show others how to live from the Tao perspective by being willing to admit that you don't know what's best for them, nor do you even know with any degree of certainty how your own life should go. Let other people know that you're willing to ask for guidance. Show them that you're not in charge, either of them or what happens to you. Allow them to see a man or woman who's humble, lives peacefully in the cycles of life, and stays simple-hearted. As you change the way you look at leadership, you'll see that individuals who are willing to surrender their egos enjoy a connection to their Tao energy and become simple-hearted leaders. Their only task is to help everyone in their sphere of influence realize that they also do not know. Lao Tzu seems to smile wryly as he informs you of this wondrous paradox. Blend in with those whom you feel compelled to supervise by trying on these new ways of thinking and being. First, be willing to proudly say to those in your charge, "I don't know." This phrase is a symbol of strength rather than weakness, so use it freely. When you teach others to do the same, they'll begin to allow their highest selves to be guided by the great way. Keep in mind that nature never forces anything to grow, but is silently and invisibly ever present. Do the same to the best of your ability by not forcing yourself and your ideas on anyone, with sensible precautions for those too young or too immature to take on adult responsibilities. The simple truth is that neither we nor anyone else really know what's ideal for ourselves or others. There's a silent destiny always at work. There are fortunes as well as misfortunes in every life, independent of our particular opinions. And secondly, practice keeping your life simple and uncomplicated. Model this behavior for those you feel obliged to lead. Rather than analyzing a situation from every angle, trying to come up with the most viable solution, trust your first instinct and take the simplest and least problematic route. Don't pole vault over mouse turds. By the time you've discussed the many options available to you, the problem itself could have been long behind you had you simply disposed of those rodent droppings with a simple tissue and dumped them into the garbage. Here's some great advice for you, as well as the leaders of countries who are often so mired in bureaucratic red tape that they become paralyzed. Keep it simple. Do the Tao now. In as many ways as possible, demonstrate your understanding of what Lao Tzu meant by asking leaders to be content with an ordinary life. Spend a day without the label of parent, supervisor, or boss, and put yourself on an equal footing with those who usually look to you for direction. Think of yourself as one of those you lead. In fact, pretend that you are him or her for one day. This will give you an awareness of how to put the Tao to work right away. I've found that when I practice this with my children, they respond according to their own best and true nature. For example, when I simply say to my teenage daughter, "I know that you're perfectly capable of being responsible and sensible while I'm out of town, and I love that about you," I remove the authoritarian parent label and treat her the way I want her to be treated myself. When this becomes the norm, it's obvious that Lao Tzu is correct. The simplest pattern is the clearest.